If you had any doubt whatsoever that the Democrats intended for illegal immigrants to vote, Lee, that's gone now.
Yeah.
They say they're going to fight this legislation by Republicans.
Right.
Called the SAVE Act.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fight it. And we don't even need it, see, because it's illegal for illegal immigrants to vote. So we don't even need that. So, well, then why are you going to fight it? I mean, we don't need it. Doesn't matter, right? Won't change anything.
Well, if laws against activity were effective, then there'd be no murder and no one would get speeding tickets. So.
Yeah, well, I know. The SAVE Act will work, though. Let me tell you why.
Oh, yeah.
So, let me explain what's going on here, because our side hasn't, I mean, I don't know. We're not explaining it. And why they're trying to do this. Okay. Here's what it does. This is what has the Democrats terrified. Okay. The SAVE Act that the Democrats are just, it's horrific. It's racist. Why is it racist to keep people who aren't citizens from voting if that's illegal?
Yeah. Because that has nothing to do with race.
No, it's absolutely. Cause some of them are white. I mean,
yeah.
Many of them are from Ukraine. We had some of them on the show not too long ago to talk about this. And they're not citizens. They were getting voter forms to register from federal agencies, and they were being harassed to register by bureaucrats. Not harassed to register, but harassed. Hey, have you filled out the form? Have you filled out the form? Have you filled out the form? Okay. This is why Democrats are screaming like scalded cats over this. The legislation requires state election officials to ask about citizenship before providing voter registration forms. You have to provide proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. And it provides, this is the scary part for the Democrats. By law, give states access to federal agency databases so they can strip non-citizens from the voter rolls and confirm citizenship for individuals lacking proof of citizenship, right? So the Democrats are telling a couple of lies here. If Americans don't have the right forms, they can't vote. No, they can. If they would open up these databases to the boards of elections that have requested them, Lee, you can just check.
Yeah, just to provide the info.
Yes, I could come in with my driver's license and they could go look in the federal database, see if I'm a citizen. Democrats won't tell you that. They won't tell you that. So it's not going to be, oh no, I lost my documents and I can't vote. No, open the database. Let's do it. Why won't they open the database? Because they want to keep millions of illegals, and yes, I said millions of illegals on the voter rolls. How do we know there's millions of illegals on the voter rolls? This is a simple thing. Okay, this is what this fight's about. You are watching illegal immigrants right in front of your face get the right to vote without citizenship. Let me tell you why. Joe Biden, there is a very small provision for a very small percentage of political asylees. So these would be people who are being killed by their government, right? Was only ever supposed to go to a few people to get Social Security numbers. Okay. Joe Biden ignored the law and just expanded that to the 30,000 people coming every month from the countries of Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Colombia, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Because why? Because he just felt like it. Well, does the law say that he can? No. So it's illegal. Yeah, it's illegal. He did it with a stroke of his pen. They get Social Security numbers now. Remember me covering this a couple months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, their Social Security number is indistinguishable from my Social Security number. It means they're eligible to work. They get a Social Security number. They're actually coded as a non-citizen in the Social Security database, which the Biden administration, the first administration to forbid elections boards from what? Mass checking that database. Wonder why.
Yeah, really. Can't imagine.
So why is that a problem? Well, there was this piece of legislation back in 2002 that said, guess what? You can register to vote with the last four of your social. You mean the Social Security number you get even though you're not a citizen? Yes. It's indistinguishable. There is no way to tell. You throw motor voter in there, and these people are going, there's language barriers, they're going to the DMV, they're getting welfare benefits, they're doing all of these things, and guess what they get? auto-registered to vote. With what? With their Social Security number. $30,000 a month. Month after month after month after month. Right on the rules they go. Right on the rules they go. It's most people now who are using the CPB1 app are tracked into this. They're getting, think about the outrage of this. Think about if the American people knew. Think about if Republicans could just learn to message for once.
Yeah.
It's very simple. When the reporter puts a microphone in your face and says, oh no, Americans will have to prove citizenship. Say, well, we have to do this now because Joe Biden's giving illegal immigrants Social Security numbers. How hard is that?
Yeah. We can do hard things.
How hard? I know. How hard is that? This is why this is needed, because these boards of elections, here's how it works right now. They can request on a person by person basis, one at a time, but they cannot run their voter rolls against the Social Security administration like they used to be able to. If they could, Lee, do you know what would happen? The 30,000 a month, many of whom are being registered automatically, and some of whom probably have no idea when they go to these agencies, they get registered. You know what we could do? We could strip them right off the rolls, which coincidentally is what this legislation requires. Yeah. They must be stripped off the rolls.
For federal elections.
For federal elections, yes.
And that's part of the insidious part of this is that there are municipalities across the country that are openly encouraging and allowing non-citizens to vote. Which no sense to me. It's that whole stakeholder mentality. If you were affected by something, then you should have a say in it. Well, wait a minute. If you're a citizen of the country, yes, you should have a say in it. If you're not, you're a guest here. Okay? So you do not get to decide the rules. And that's just my look at it. I'm sorry. We're no longer citizens. We're simply residents.
Listen to what else this does. This directs Department of Homeland Security to determine, they don't have to do it, this is how soft this is, whether to conduct removal proceedings if a non-citizen has been identified as registering to vote. Registering to vote for illegals. Mm-hmm. It's illegal, okay?
Right.
So when the Democrats are like, oh, don't worry, you know, it's already legal for them to vote. No, registering to vote is illegal.
As well as that border crossing that you did that was not inside the regular channels. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what the horror here is. Okay. You can't get insurance on your vehicle without a license, mm-hmm. right? Without right. providing ID. You can't do all these things. If this bill passed, you could use your driver's license, which does not say if you're an illegal or not an illegal. Unfortunately, it should. You shouldn't even have a driver's license.
Well, and that's it. If you're not a citizen, you shouldn't have a driver's license. But anyway.
You can take your driver's license to the Board of Elections, verifying I'm, you know, Juan Sanchez from Guatemala. And yes, I have a Social Security number that's indistinguishable from anybody else, any other citizens. You take your license. You go to the Board of Elections. If they force Biden to open up this list, they can check it with that. They can check it for an American citizen. So the Democrats are creating this fake obstacle. Oh, they might not have a passport. That's for rich people. They might not have. It doesn't matter. If Biden would open the database, we could strip the illegals who are not supposed to vote off the rolls. You can keep two sets of rolls in Democrat areas if you want to let them vote local, which I don't even think that's constitutional, but somehow they've managed to do it. Mm-hmm. You can keep two sets of rolls for local and federal. You can have two sets of ballots. They already do. But this muddies the water. This gets millions of illegals on the rolls. And that's how they want it. Because when they say, well, it's illegal, they'll catch it. No, they won't. How will they catch it? Again, you can't background check on the database, can you? Because Biden won't let him.
No.
If you get a tip that somebody is an illegal is voting illegally, yes, you can call up the Social Security Administration on a one-on-one basis and say, hey, I want to check this one guy. I think he's illegal. And you can maybe prosecute him that way. With this, in one fell swoop, you could go right down the rolls and see every illegal that's on your rolls and strip them. In fact, you'd be required to. That's what Democrats are blocking, and that's why they're going wild. Folks, understand where they are. They are in process of ensuring that we can't tell illegals from legals on voter rolls. We can't stop them. We can't prosecute them if we can't tell that, because Biden's giving them Social Security's numbers illegally. Folks, if we could win the House, the Senate, and the presidency and pass this, it would make a radical difference in our elections. You know why? Guess who knows which registrations are illegal immigrants? Because for the most part, they're not going to vote. Lee, some will get confused and vote, but for the most part, they're probably not going to vote. Guess who knows? I mean, personally, they won't vote. Guess who knows which registrations are the illegal immigrants who aren't going to vote? Dems. You can order ballots in their name, and maybe they can come back in the middle of the night from, you know what, a truck from Pennsylvania. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was 2020. See how this works?